Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. This is the weekly Talk Radio Review for the first week of December. Jennifer Horn is here with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen to go through the top items on the charts created by Talkers Magazine. They do the research, folks at Talkers, talking to a lot of people that run talk radio stations and programs and all that good stuff. They listen around here and there, and that's how they come up with a story list every week, which includes but is not limited to the usual political stuff, the debate. What a waste of time. I'm sure Jennifer doesn't. Well, maybe Jennifer does agree. We'll find out in a moment. And then the stuff going on in the Middle East.
She might surprise you.
Yeah, really? Okay. All right, here's a surprise. I always like to bring Jennifer into a California sort of story as we get started with our contact, because I don't have the benefit of Jennifer every day here. Ms. Harris, our vice president, this week set the record for the most tie-breaking Senate votes that's ever been cast by a vice president. So why do you suppose she cast her 32nd and 33rd tie-breaking votes this week, surpassing a record sent by Vice President John Calhoun? We all remember him, right?
Sure.
John Calhoun is vice president in 1832. So this was history-making. Don't you always love it? Yes, this is history in the making. And so, Calhoun was a proponent of slavery. Isn't that interesting? I don't know where to go with this, and that's why you hear me sort of stumbling
a little bit. It's not really even a story about Kamala Harris. The story is that we are in such a divided time, and there's such a slim majority in the House, especially after this week's news with Kevin McCarthy leaving at the end of the year. The House, which had a few seat majority for Republicans, is now down to probably by January one seat majority, and the Senate is just as tight. So this shows that the Senate has had to bring in Kamala Harris multiple times to be the tiebreaker, because that's part of her function as vice president if it's needed.
Yeah.
But it shows you where we are. It's tight margins everywhere. There isn't one party that is majorly in control in Washington, D.C., and so they have to rely on her to come in and break the tie.
This is your fault, Jennifer. You and your type. It's all your fault. Yeah.
I think that a divided government is actually what we should strive for.
Not this kind of divided government, but having different points of view.
Division, but look, I live in California. Democrats have run the state into the ground for the last 20 years. So it would be nice if there were some Republicans in there kind of holding people accountable. I think government works best when you have Democrats in charge of some things, Republicans in charge of
other
things.
That's the best example.
One party rule is not right.
No. And you can look at here in Massachusetts, the Democrats run most everything. We've had governors that were Republicans, and they kind of even things out. And then you go down south where the Republicans are in charge all the time. You look at Texas, and you see that state's not really particularly well run. So, it's all over the place. So let's go back for a second. You mentioned House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. This is the number six item this week on the story list with him leaving. He was the speaker. We all know that. He was thrown out.
He's taking his toys and he's going home.
Well, he's got to have a job. Somebody's offered him a big job or he wouldn't be leaving.
Well, he's trying to stick it to the Republicans is what he's trying to do. And here's the thing that's
how do you know that? Did you talk to him? Well, did you interview him? Did he tell you that?
I'll tell you what I know.
And frankly, after what they did, he should stick it to him. If it was me, I'd stick it to him.
Okay, but then that means that you're thinking about vengeance rather than your constituents.
No, so I'm thinking about what they all...
No, a couple of things to think about here. So I was thinking they shouldn't have ejected Kevin McCarthy. I mean, I love the speaker that we have now. And ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm happier than I was when Kevin McCarthy was speaker, because I think this guy is less drama. He gets less attention and he's able to do the job. So for that reason alone, I think that we're in a better place than we were a few months ago. But I wasn't all about giving him the boot because I thought it just disrupted the flow of Congress. But it happened, and it happened because he made the deal with the Freedom Caucus saying, if just one of you doesn't like what I'm doing, well, then they took him up on it and they knocked him out. And so instead of, if you're really, as Kevin McCarthy said, there for the Republicans and there for the party and there for the country, you stick it out one more year. And you do that because you're giving away the Republican majority. And he knows that. He's not new. This is his forte. He knows what he's doing. And from what I've heard, he's going to take all of the money because he was the highest fundraiser in Congress. And he's going to create a PAC. And then he's going to just go into retribution mode and try to take down Matt Gaetz and some of the other members of the Freedom Caucus that voted against him.
Matt Gaetz is in trouble. Matt Gaetz is in the same, it looks like, from what I can glean, Matt Gaetz is in the same place as Santos is in terms of members of the House wanting to boot him out for this very reason or for some other reasons as well.
Let his people decide that. You know, it's not, don't live in a system where the people who are in Congress get to decide everyone's fate. I mean, that was sort of how I felt about George Santos. I'm not a fan, but also let his constituents decide. Why are we letting other members of the government decide? But here's what's crazy about that, just to give you some perspective about what will probably happen. In California, you have to call for a general election, or excuse me, for a special election to refill that spot if it's before a certain time. This is very much in the gray area that the resignation happened. So now it's possible to just give it back to the Republicans that Gavin Newsom will not call a special election and the seat's just going to sit vacant for the next year. And that's why I'm saying it's not really great or well thought out or helpful to the Republican cause that you say you wanted to lead. And I think that's where it comes from. I think that Kevin McCarthy did a fine job. I think all of those things, but this is not the way to go out if you really want to paint that you are about leading the Republican Party. You see what I mean?
Well, there's a lot of disarray here for sure. And most of it's brought about by the reality that Donald Trump brings to the party, which is disrespect and disarray and disturbance. And
it doesn't have anything to do with Donald Trump.
I disagree with that at all, 100%. I think Trump has said
McCarthy
a terrible
was a Trump
tone.
Guy. Matt Gaetz is a Trump guy. They both have, they have a personal vendetta against each other that they're carrying out on the national stage.
So how does that then, why don't you put your big boy pants on and realize that if you're all of these people, instead of going down the ego trip that they've gone down, maybe what you've said about the party ought to come first, because if it wasn't for the party, you probably wouldn't have gotten where you are in the first place. So there's that way of looking at it. I didn't ask that. We had, for those of you who did hear, if you're a Good Day listeners, you heard the Marjorie Taylor Greene interview that we did with her a couple of days ago. And it wasn't the typical interview, for sure. It wasn't all about politics. I didn't try to grind her up on stuff. As a matter of fact, we're going to play an excerpt from it in the next half hour. Jennifer, you interviewed her on your program on KRLA, and I'm sure it took much more of a political tone. She's promoting a book. I found her, and Jay did too, very likable. We had a nice conversation. It was about a lot of different things. To put a different, the problem with the news media in this country, and we talk about this all the time, is that they put people into a buttonhole. People, this person is this, or this person is that. And you know what?
And if they don't line up with you ideologically, they want to pull you down. They take you apart, and it's like people are people. You may not like.
Yes,
one
and this was a good reminder that politicians are human beings too.
Right. Yeah. We thoroughly enjoyed, and I did start Jennifer with a reference to when I met her on the plane.
What did she say? She said, "Oh yeah, I remembered that moment."
No, she didn't remember it at all. But that's okay. I know. What did I say first? Jay, did I say you were short?
Yes, you were a lot shorter than I thought you would be. Oh, and she laughed. Yeah. He made her laugh.
Yeah. But she laughed a couple of times. She was, just one of those, you know. And again,
Doug was accused of flirting with her, though.
Yeah, if somebody said
I asked if you guys were getting married or anything.
No, apparently not. All right, okay. So anyway, that's that. Let's move on into the war, which is the number three item this week on the countdown. The military says that it has detained hundreds of people suspected of terrorism. Now, the reason I bring it up is because there are two sides to this, and the terror threats is number eight. So number three and number eight on the list are connected because of what's going on there and also what we're worried about here, because these same Hamas fighters, as far as I can tell, have found their way into this country. We don't know that for sure, but we can sure speculate on this because they've made it very clear they want to attack us because we're funding the Israelis, although I don't know how far that got. There was a vote. What happened this week, Jennifer? I'm back away from some of this stuff. There were the proposal to fund the Israeli end of the war and the Ukraine end of the war kind of got stopped because the Republicans want to have a clearer focus on what's going on at the border, which I thought was 100% appropriate. Remember, Jay, we talked about it, and I said, I'm with them.
It wasn't even Israel. It was actually the Ukraine funding, because the director of OMB came out and said, you know, guys, we're out of money to give to Ukraine by the end of the year, so we need to do something. And Biden sent a letter to Congress this week saying, we need you to act. We've got to help Ukraine, yada, yada, yada. And Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, said, well, we can vote to help Ukraine if you get serious about the border. So let's work together. You get one thing, we get one thing. And so far, no answer. They don't like that. They don't like to tie. They love tying things together unless it's something like border security. And I just read a story this week about the number of people who are drowning coming into the medical examiners, like fishing bodies out of the water because so many people are drowning coming here more than ever before.
You mean so crossing the river, the Rio Grande?
Yeah.
Which isn't that much of a cross. I mean, you could almost, in some places like down in El Paso, you can almost walk across it. And not that big a deal. All right, so you're listening to the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, who's here from the Good Day program in KRLA in Los Angeles. Jay Kirshner and Doug at 18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right. That's right. Yes. Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Play 3 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And that includes, as this portion of every hour of the Good Day program is devoted to, a discussion of social media realities, sometimes the technology. I guess this is a what if, ladies, when it comes to social media. What if social media is actually good for the world? There's been a lot of discourse, of course, about how social media is bad. It's like a cancer on all of us. But there's a frame of reference that makes it actually good for the world. The question is, what if the anti-social media firebrands are just trying to distract you from the platforms that really do have important news and information? So that would be Instagram and LinkedIn and, right, it's Facebook and X and yada yada. So is that something that is possible? I'm not sure I'm connected to that. As much information as I have, my feeling is there's a lot of misinformation on the social media platforms, but how do you actually know? How do you prove that? That's really, you know, this whole business, if you look at the number four, this issue, pretty much since the beginning of the Israeli-Hamas war, or at least the second or third week of it, the anti-Semitism and the protests going on, especially in this country, but elsewhere around the world as well, have been because people believe what they see, the crap on social media that isn't true.
And people share things without seeing if it's true or not, without doing additional research, and that maybe that's one of those things that if, and I don't just want to say classes or lessons to make it seem like it's younger people, because it is, people of all ages are guilty of this, but to learn how to do the groundwork, do the legwork, to decipher what is real, what is not, to not just read headlines, not just look at pictures. We posted something recently, we shared something recently from a fake news site that was announcing Selena Gomez as being pregnant, and pointing out of how people can just look at a picture or just read the headline and automatically say, hey, this is real, here we go, rather than reading the story. And when you look at the story itself is actually acknowledging her talking about the fact that she had a little bit of a pouch at one of the award shows a few months ago, and it's just part of her illness. She has lupus.
She's fluctuating.
And
exactly.
So we were talking about that as it applied to somebody else today. But the real problem here are, one, of the many problems. The focus is the small group of people who run these sites, Zuckerberg and these two little worms at Google and what's his face, Elon Musk. When they gatekeep, or they have people that agree with them that gatekeep the information, and this stuff is getting distributed all around the world, this is a small, powerful group of people who are manipulative, very influential, and kind of dangerous. Not kind of. They're, you know, the broader, the general good is not served by this, and yet we find ourselves walking down the street so attached, it's like,
you can't put
zombies. You can't, yeah, right. You walk down the street, walk into the street, car runs you over. Wait a minute,
If you think it's hard now to find out what's real and what's not, just wait till AI really becomes prevalent. Because this week on my local radio program, our producers used a minute of my voice. That's all they needed. A minute of my voice, a minute of my co-host's voice. They ran it into a system, and we came back from a segment with AI Jen and AI Grant. And Doug, I'm telling you, I could tell a little bit of difference, but the normal person could not.
Yeah.
Scary.
And what was the issue?
Scary stuff.
What did you create that hurt? And you explained, I'm sure, before you went into it.
No, we just came back. They brought it and they did my rejoin to a break. So welcome back to the morning answer, blah, blah, blah. And they just let it run. And it was the most frightening.
So we did that here, didn't we, a couple of times, Jay? We did it here.
James and AI Doug rejoin.
Wake up, boys and girls. 28 after here in the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden is facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case, with prosecutors alleging the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 19. He's facing 17 years in prison. The White House touting the success of Bidenomics following the latest jobs report.
President Biden is delivering on his vision to invest in America and win the global competition for the 21st century.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. air, the jobs created were 199,000 last month. A man's been taken into custody for allegedly discharging a shotgun in the parking area of a synagogue in Albany, New York. The FBI has identified the suspect as Mufid Fawaz Al-Khander. He's facing charges related to possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. There were no injuries reported during that shooting at Temple Israel. John Schaefer, USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, here we are at 34 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the top 10 stories, our thoughts on the people that are on the list from Talkers Magazine that we publish every week at gooddayshow.com and also on talkers.com. Could be ditcom. Could be ditzy.com.
Ditcom.
At any rate, yeah. Jennifer Horan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at the ready here. I have Jay at the ready with thoughts. We always post questions at our website, the Good Day social media is always at Good Day Networks. So we asked your thoughts on some of the top news stories. This is News Talk Radio. The things that we do on the Good Day program are not necessarily about all of the things that make it into the story list that's, for the most part, is political talk radio, and so most of the stories reflect that, things that are done on stations like Jennifer's on, but we don't do that on the Good Day program, so we sort of expand upon it. It's still news talk. So, Jay, you want to go through some of the responses from some of our listeners?
Yeah.
Who are happy to tell us what they're thinking.
Their thoughts on the top news stories. Well, I really personally liked Lynn Greer's comment that Lynn tries not to listen or watch the news too much because it's so depressing. She's 60, yep. And she would rather just listen to the Good Day Show and hear our take on the news, hear the news that we're discussing, because a lot of it is happy.
Very well. It is, because there are a lot of good things that are going on as well as the bad things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who else
we find the nice balance. Yet? Martin J. Says right. Liz Cheney still wanted to be important after he ousted her from office. She knew full well January 6th video was doctored by Pelosi and lied to the public. These people are shameless.
I'm with her on that one. I'd like to have Liz Cheney run as vice president with Robert F. Kennedy.
I don't think that's what this lady's saying. Liz Cheney's saying she knew that the January 6th stuff was doctored and she's a big liar.
All right, no, the January 6th stuff. Look at January. You're going to push my button now. I've been more digging around
I'm
the
just,
January 6th.
I'm recapping what the lady said. She doesn't want her to be vice president.
I want her to be vice president. All right. Well, after talking this week to Marjorie Taylor Greene, I asked Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't know if it's in the clip that we're going to hear in a few minutes, I asked her if she wanted to be Trump's vice president. And she, in the loyal the sort that she is, said, well, it's up to Mr. President, it's up to Mr. Trump. If he decides to choose me, I'll willingly serve. And so there you go. All right, so who else do we have here that we want to hear?
Terry City says Newsom cancellation of lighting the Christmas but cleaning up San Francisco for Xi of China. What was that, Jen?
I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know about that. Yeah, Jennifer,
so
what happened to that?
He brought the Christmas tree lighting, which was supposed to happen this week. He brought it from outdoors to indoors on Zoom, like they did in COVID, which is kind of lackluster, right? You don't get the big, oh. But they did it because they were afraid that they were going to be interrupted by pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas marching people, because obviously something we've learned is that they don't like a tree lighting. You know, they've interrupted New York. They tried to interrupt the White House tree lighting. So to avoid any protesters interrupting, he brought it inside and just kind of hit out.
Of course, that shows how well tuned these protesters are to what goes on in America. The best way to get a negative response out of protesting is to disrupt the lighting of Christmas trees at Christmas time. That'll get you.
Pollock is a great writer at Breitbart.
Yeah, all right. Well,
and he said
that'll
the
get
same
you a
thing.
Lot of support.
My word of advice to anybody who's protesting anything is don't come after Americans' Christmas trees if you're trying to make a point. And yeah, I think that's probably right.
Now, all right, what else do you have here there, Jay?
A couple people were focused on the Republican debate. Jeff Tolton says, Christie is a buffoon. Ramona Martin chimes in, I like those sling mud early debates. DeSantis was very good. He never jumps out of a cake and... He never jumps out of a cake, but I'm okay with that. His answers are solid. What does that mean? He never jumps out of a cake.
Boob.
Well, he always disappears on the debate stage. It's bizarre. Like, he did really well debating Newsom. He actually was great. One-on-one, he's good. But when you have him on a stage with more than one person,
he looked nervous to me. Yeah, but he looked nervous, Frank. Unprepared and nervous.
I actually think this debate was so gross with the personal insults and the screaming that he actually came out as the winner because he was the one who didn't, like, dissolve into the fray. Like, Nikki Haley was screaming, Vivek was screaming, Chris Christie was bellowing. I mean, gosh.
Yeah. Well, big waste of time. All right. So, speaking of that, there was the number two this week as a focus on not only this debate, but what Sean did with Trump in a town hall meeting. This is so self-serving and so obvious, but at any rate, I'm sure, Jennifer, you watched it, and what did you get out of it other than
So, a couple of thoughts. So I watched the town hall in Iowa with Hannity, and look, say what you will. We love Hannity. He's a nice guy. I think you and I both agree on that. He had really good getters. I mean, he had the debate last week with DeSantis and Newsom. That was pretty big. He had the Trump town hall. That was the counter programming to the Republican debate on News Nation this week. Trump looks good, and he still knows how to master the media because there are all these thoughts from people on the like the Liz Cheney's on the right, and then some of the folks on the left, the usual suspects. He said, oh, if Trump gets in office, he's never leaving. He's going to be a dictator. He's just going to stay. He's not going to actually leave office. And so Hannity says, you know, Mr. Trump, are you going to act as a dictator? And he says, I'm not going to act as a dictator. Well, except on day one. And Hannity's face, like, drains of the blood. And then Trump kind of laughs a little bit. And he goes, look, on day one, it's drill, baby, drill, and we're shutting down the border. And he goes, but then after that, I'll be fine. He knows how to troll the media because now the media's got him saying, well, yeah, I'll be a dictator, even though he puts his Trump policy in.
Right, that's the headline. Trump says, I'll be a dictator. That's what the headline
But he knows how to troll the media, which is pretty good. And so I think he did great. The Republican debate. There's going to be two more. That's the other big news. CNN is going to host one in January. I think it's the 10th in Iowa and on the 16th.
That'll be really objective, too. All right. Enough of that. Right. So let's go to we have, I think, 3 or 4 minutes of this conversation that Jay and I had, and I felt that it ought to be in the in our time with Jennifer. Marjorie Taylor Greene is out running around stumping a book called MTG. And it's her story about herself. And it's a good, as I said, I enjoyed thoroughly having the conversation with her, and so did Jay. So for those of you who didn't hear it on the Good Day program, here's the next. The whole thing is at the in a podcast download, right, at gooddayshow.com. You can hear the whole interview. I think that's what we did with it, right, Jay?
It is, and it's very own episode, so it's not like you have to sift around or anything. You can just go there and hear it.
There.
Gooddayshow.com.
All right. Here is a piece of our conversation with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Looking at this book and understanding who you are, I always, Jay and I, and Jennifer Horn, you were on her program in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago. She's also a part of this program, and she's very much a supporter of yours. Because I don't do a political show, even though people sometimes know where I stand, because I'll tell people where I stand, I'm not a fan of the current administration by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not sure that Donald Trump is the right answer for what our problems are at the moment. I was wondering whether you ever thought the rumors, the news media, and you've put them in their place well here, the news media wanted to make you sort of a candidate for vice president. Is there anything to that? Is there anything to that rumor or that thought?
Well, of course, that decision is up to President Trump. I know my name has been circulated on lists that are being considered, but everybody asks me about that all the time, and I think that's President Trump's decision, and he's not ready to make those decisions yet, even though everyone constantly pushes him for anything from VP to cabinet members. He's focused on winning the primary right now and winning the general election, and I think that's the right focus for him to have.
When Donald Trump went in, he said he was going to drain the swamp. He didn't do too well because there are a lot of people there that don't want to drain the swamp, right? Politicians, bureaucrats. So how do you, if let's just say you became the vice president, you speak about the swamp in the book. So how do you drain the swamp?
I think that's one of the best questions anyone can ask. We got to go back to the Obama administration and the type of employees they hired in the federal government. You know, I'm a successful business owner. I ran a construction company for nearly 25 years. It was the family business I grew up in and bought from my parents when they were ready to retire. It took me years to buy it from them. It wasn't a sweetheart deal or here's a gift for you. And I'm thankful that my parents gave me the opportunity and taught me so well. And I believe the federal government should be run like a successful business, and that means you fire people when they aren't serving the customer, and the customer is the American people. And that's the focus that is lost in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, seems to be an unknown thought process that the American people are the customer because they're the taxpayers and they're the citizens that we all take an oath to protect and uphold the Constitution to serve them and uphold our laws. And customer is king. That's what I was always raised to believe, and that's how I conducted my business. And I think we can drain the swamp when we get a customer focus in Washington, D.C.
It is it's damnable and outrageous. You and I agree 100% on that. Well, good luck. The book called MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Nice to have you here. Nice to have the conversation. Merry Christmas to you and your family and a Happy New Year. And she's very much a supporter of yours. Because I don't do a political show, even though people sometimes know where I stand, because I'll tell people where I stand, I'm not a fan of the current administration by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not sure that Donald Trump is the right answer for what our problems are at the moment. I was wondering whether you ever thought the rumors, the news media, and you put them in their place well here, the news media wanted to make you sort of a candidate for vice president. Is there anything to that? Is there anything to that rumor or that thought?
Well, of course, that decision is up to President Trump. I know my name has been circulated on lists that are being considered, but everybody asks me about that all the time, and I think that's President Trump's decision. And he's not ready to make those decisions yet, even though everyone constantly pushes him for anything from VP to cabinet members. He's focused on winning the primary right now and winning the general election, and I think that's the right focus for him to have.
When Donald Trump went in, he said he was going to drain the swamp. He didn't do too well because there are a lot of people there that don't want to drain the swamp, right? politicians, bureaucrats. So how do you, if let's just say you became the vice president, you speak about the swamp in the book. So how do you drain the swamp?
I think that's one of the best questions anyone can ask. We got to go back to the Obama administration and the type of employees they hired in the federal government. You know, I'm a successful business owner. I ran a construction company for nearly 25 years. It was the family business I grew up in and bought from my parents when they were ready to retire. It took me years to buy it from them. It wasn't a sweetheart deal or here's a gift for you. And I'm thankful that my parents gave me the opportunity and taught me so well. And I believe the federal government should be run like a successful business. And that means you fire people when they aren't serving the customer. And the customer is the American people. And that's the focus that is lost in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, seems to be an unknown thought process that the American people are the customer because they're the taxpayers and they're the citizens that we all take an oath to protect and uphold the Constitution, to serve them and uphold our laws. And customer is king. That's what I was always raised to believe, and that's mm-hmm. how I conducted my business. And I think we can drain the swamp when we get a customer focus in Washington, D.C.
It's damnable and outrageous. You and I agree 100% on that. Well, good luck. The book called MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Nice to have you here. Nice to have the conversation. Merry Christmas to you and your family and a Happy New Year. So there was an excerpt. It was actually about 15 minutes. And you can hear the whole thing at gooddayshow.com in one of our downloads from this week. So that was Marjorie Taylor Greene. All right, so your review, Jennifer?
I'm telling you, you know, when you have those conversations, straightforward ones, you figure it out that maybe it's not Democrats or Republicans that we're all angry about. It is those unnamed swamp creatures that want to hold all the control for themselves while we're fighting it out with each other. It's true.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Number 9 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine is the focus on that shooting in Las Vegas. The man behind the shooting at UNLV is a former professor who came from North Carolina. Spent a lot of his time in the classroom talking about his obsession with Sin City and how Las Vegas had peculiar ways of working. So some of the students this guy had, his name was Anthony Polito. He shot 3 people, wounded somebody else. He had applied for a teaching job a couple of years ago. He was not hired. He mailed letters to people at the university. I guess it was kind of thought of as a, you know, kind of a warning. And it was white powder that it was in the letters. And this guy was obviously a nutbird. But he had a gun. And that's all. That's the mix. You're a nut bird, and you got a gun. So as a result of that,
and
whatever else was going on with him,
secured, you know, and so these people mm-hmm. can walk in and do what they want.
Yeah. All right. Food for thought, certainly, as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review. Jen and Jay and Doug at 48 after the hour. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now, Talk Radio Countdown. It's time for us to visit with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a man about town. He's a man among many. He is just a man. All kinds of credentials. Lawyer, bon vivant, and... So the serious reason for Steve being here every week is to talk about mostly the legal impact of some of the stories that are in the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine. I don't know what can be said. Number 7 is Trump and his legal bill. What the heck else can you say? It's different.
It's kind of interesting because you look at the defenses of former President Trump, and they essentially are stall it in the hope
right.
that he will become reelected. There even, though, it's not clear that even were he to get reelected, that would automatically give him immunity from some of these cases going on. But right now, the Washington case is the one that he's most concerned with as far as disputing the election and citing the insurrection that happened at the Capitol. That's scheduled to go ahead in March. He is, again, appealing, say that he has immunity. The court has said he doesn't have immunity, and they were kind of excessively critical, saying he is not a king, and he is susceptible to the same laws as anyone else. And then also in August,
there are those who
the Georgia case. Yep.
There are those who say that if he gets he gets found guilty and he's been elected, he can just pardon himself. So on we go.
He could do that for the federal cases that are brought against him, but he would still be susceptible to the state charges that are being brought in Georgia, although they don't really, even at the earliest, wouldn't go to trial until August. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there if that trial is even done, completed before the election.
All right, that's good to know. All right, the Hunter Biden indictment, second time. This is three counts of tax evasion, falsifying returns, misdemeanor charges with, you know, the list goes on and on and on. So,
yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. And, you know, I don't think there's any question that Hunter Biden has acted improperly, illegally. There's been questions about whether he is being, as his lawyers are saying, having the charges brought against him because his last name is Biden. With the charges related to the getting the gun permit without indicating that he had a drug problem, that is never brought as a separate charge. It's only brought in addition when someone has illegally used a gun. So there is politics there. With the tax charges, it's interesting that in this case, the indictment mentions over and over the illicit use that he did of the money that he kept rather than pay taxes, which is not relevant to the case at all. It's just kind of giving it a flavor. So, yeah, he is being treated differently, but it does appear pretty solidly that he violated the law. It's interesting to note, though, that he paid the taxes that they're alleging years ago. So it's very much politically motivated. It yeah. certainly has a basis, but I hate to see the court system being used for politics, which unfortunately both sides do.
All right. You also run the website scamicide.com, and we ought to spend a minute talking about what happens during the holiday season, people being contacted by numerous folks soliciting charitable contributions on behalf of some organization, like supporting the brave men and women who make up the police and fire yep. departments. A lot of these solicitations are from scammers. How do we figure that out?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. And, in fact, police and fire charities in particular do solicit during the holiday season. And you can never tell when someone calls you, when somebody texts you, when somebody emails you, whether they are legitimate as far as the charity goes or not. And even, as you and I have talked about, so-called legitimate charities that keep a lot of the money that they receive for their own pockets. So what you do is, when you get solicited like that, if you're concerned and thinking that perhaps you do want to give to one of these charities, and there are many, many really needy ones for fire and police, you say thank you, and then you go to charitynavigator.org, look up the charity, it'll tell you whether it's legitimate or not, and sometimes the scammers pose as legitimate charities. This will tell you where you can contribute to the legitimate charity, but it'll also tell you how much of the money collected goes towards charitable purposes.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.